Welcome to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. Each day we will profile one politician and other government officials in a completely random order. You can follow us at pointedwords.com and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Now, let's get started with today's profile of Monica de la Cruz, the representative from Texas's 15th District. Monica de la Cruz's biography. Monica de la Cruz, born on November 11, 1974, in Brownsville, Texas, is a rising political figure within the Republican Party and the first Republican to ever represent Texas's 15th Congressional District in the U.S. House of Representatives. This district, which has historically been a Democratic stronghold, covers a wide stretch of South Texas, including parts of Hidalgo County and the Rio Grande Valley, a region that has seen a noticeable shift toward the Republican Party in recent years. De la Cruz's victory in the 2022 midterm elections marked a significant moment, both for her career and for the political realignment happening in this part of Texas. Monica de la Cruz's background is rooted in the American experience of the Rio Grande Valley. She comes from a working-class family, which deeply shaped her views on issues such as education, healthcare, and the economy. De la Cruz has often spoken about her upbringing as a source of pride and a key influence on her political philosophy. She grew up in Brownsville, a border town, and often references her close connection to the border region when discussing issues of immigration and national security. De la Cruz attended the University of Texas at San Antonio, where she earned a degree in marketing. Her professional background prior to entering politics was largely in business and insurance. De la Cruz has held various roles in business development and insurance sales, where she developed a reputation for being a pragmatic, results-oriented leader. These skills would later become a cornerstone of her political career, as she emphasizes her business acumen as key to understanding the economic challenges facing her district. Before her congressional run, De la Cruz was active in her local community, involved in business groups and various charitable organizations in South Texas. Her political journey began with grassroots advocacy, where she often highlighted the concerns of small business owners and working-class families in the Rio Grande Valley. As she became more involved in local issues, her profile rose within the Republican Party, particularly as South Texas began to emerge as a more competitive battleground between Republicans and Democrats. In 2020, De la Cruz ran for Congress in Texas's 15th District, challenging the incumbent Democrat Vicente Gonzalez. Though she lost by a narrow margin, her strong showing in a historically Democratic district caught the attention of Republican leaders at the state and national levels. The 2020 race marked the beginning of her rapid ascent in Texas politics, as she became a key figure in the GOP's efforts to make inroads in Hispanic-majority districts. Undeterred by her initial loss, De la Cruz ran again in 2022, this time with greater support from the Republican Party, which saw her candidacy as central to their strategy in South Texas. During the 2022 campaign, De la Cruz focused on issues such as border security, economic opportunity, and conservative values. Her message resonated with many voters in the 15th District, which had been experiencing shifts in political loyalty, particularly among Hispanic voters who traditionally leaned Democratic but were increasingly aligning with the GOP on issues like immigration, law enforcement, and family values. De la Cruz's victory in the 2022 midterms was historic. She defeated her Democratic opponent, Michelle Vallejo, becoming the first Republican to represent the 15th District in Congress. Her win was part of a broader trend in which Republicans made significant gains in South Texas, particularly in districts along the U.S.-Mexico border. Her election is seen as symbolic of the changing political dynamics in this region, where the GOP has successfully appealed to Latino voters on issues like job creation, border security, and religious conservatism. Since being sworn into office in January 2023, Monica de la Cruz has positioned herself as a strong advocate for conservative policies, particularly in areas like immigration reform, economic development, and border security. She serves on several important committees, including the House Committee on Homeland Security and the House Small Business Committee, where she works to advance legislation that she believes will benefit her district and the nation. Throughout her time in Congress, De La Cruz has emphasized the importance of securing the southern border, arguing that a strong border is essential for both national security and the economic well-being of South Texas. She has been a vocal critic of the Biden administration's immigration policies, which she and many Republicans view as too lenient and a contributing factor to the challenges faced by border communities. De La Cruz is also a staunch advocate for small businesses and economic growth. Her background in business has informed her legislative priorities, and she often highlights the importance of reducing government regulations and taxes to help entrepreneurs and small business owners thrive. Additionally, she has championed conservative social policies, including support for pro-life initiatives and opposition to government overreach in healthcare and education. Monica De La Cruz's personal life is deeply intertwined with her identity as a working mother and businesswoman. She is married and has two children, and her family values are a core part of her political identity. In her speeches and public appearances, De La Cruz often discusses the challenges of balancing work, family, and public service, using her own experiences to connect with constituents who face similar struggles. Why people support Monica De La Cruz? Monica De La Cruz's support base is driven by several key factors that resonate with many voters in Texas's 15th district, particularly those who have become more aligned with conservative values in recent years. One of the primary reasons people support De La Cruz is her focus on border security and immigration reform. South Texas, which is located along the U.S.-Mexico border, is at the forefront of national debates over immigration policy. Many residents in her district feel the impacts of illegal immigration directly, whether through concerns about crime, economic competition, or strain on local resources. De La Cruz has made border security a central issue in her platform, advocating for stronger enforcement of immigration laws, completion of the border wall, and increased resources for border patrol agents. Her tough stance on immigration has earned her support from constituents who believe that stricter border controls are necessary for the safety and security of the region. Another major factor in her popularity is her commitment to economic growth and job creation. De La Cruz's background in business and her advocacy for small businesses have struck a chord with many voters, particularly those in rural and underserved parts of her district. She has consistently pushed for policies that reduce taxes, cut government red tape, and promote local entrepreneurship. Her message of economic empowerment resonates with many in South Texas, where economic opportunities can be limited, and small businesses are the backbone of the local economy. Additionally, De La Cruz has gained support for her socially conservative values. In a district with a large Catholic and evangelical population, many of her constituents appreciate her pro-life stance and her opposition to what they see as government overreach in areas like healthcare and education. De La Cruz's positions on issues like school choice, religious liberty, and traditional family values align closely with the views of many socially conservative voters in the region. Her support for these policies has helped her build a loyal following among voters who feel that their cultural values are under threat from progressive policies. Finally, De La Cruz's identity as a Latina Republican is another factor that has drawn support. In a district that is predominantly Hispanic, her success as a Republican has helped to challenge the traditional assumption that Latino voters are a solid Democratic bloc. De La Cruz has worked to appeal to Hispanic voters by emphasizing issues like entrepreneurship, family values, and patriotism, which resonate with many in the community. Her ability to connect with voters on a cultural level, while also promoting a conservative agenda, has been a key part of her political success. Why people don't support Monica De La Cruz? Despite her growing influence, Monica De La Cruz also faces opposition from several groups, particularly those who disagree with her conservative stance on key issues or her approach to representing a historically Democratic district. One of the main reasons some voters oppose De La Cruz is her hardline stance on immigration. While her focus on border security resonates with many, it also alienates voters who believe that her policies are too harsh and lack compassion for immigrants seeking asylum or a better life in the United States. Critics argue that De La Cruz's emphasis on border enforcement, including her support for building more of the border wall, does not address the complexities of the immigration system or the needs of migrant families. For voters who prioritize immigration reform that includes a path to citizenship or more humane treatment of migrants, De La Cruz's approach is seen as overly rigid and punitive. Additionally, De La Cruz's close alignment with the National Republican Party has drawn criticism from those who feel that she is out of step with the needs of her district. While the 15th district has seen a shift toward Republican candidates, it is still home to many Democratic and moderate voters who feel that De La Cruz's conservative policies do not adequately reflect the district's diverse population. Some opponents argue that she is too focused on national GOP talking points, such as opposition to the Biden administration's policies, rather than addressing local concerns. Thanks for listening, and remember to join us at pointedwords.com, where you can follow the podcast and join in the discussion.